Previously on Left Behind.
Sir?
Yes?
Clergy, right?
Yes.
Bruce Barnes?
Yes.
Over here. Confirmed. Your friend is presentable. Some of these I wouldn't dare show you, but you could see him if you want.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't let you do that.
Close eyes.
I'll close them.
Pulse. Could you check for a pulse?
Sir, they don't bring him out here unless they've been pronounced. How long's it been?
Oh, almost half an hour. Ray said I should come for him if he's
up. Daddy!
Oh, it doesn't look good.
Ray, did you find him?
I'm sorry. So sorry. He didn't make it.
Oh, no! God help us.
This is what Bruce told us. The red horse of the apocalypse. But God still has his witnesses. God still will be victorious. I just don't know how.
Based on Nikolai, the third book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 25 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Rayford, I need to get to the Chicago Bureau office.
You can have the car after we get to the church. We need to get the word out about Bruce.
I can't believe he's really gone.
I can drive if you need me to.
No, the only way we'll get there is to get out of this traffic.
Dad!
Rayford, what are you doing?
We'll shoulder ride. We gotta get out of this mess. We'll take sight. I have to find out about Earl.
Earl?
Halliday. He flew Global One back east for me. I'm not sure, but I think I killed him.
Ray, those two guards up on the overpass.
Yeah, traffic control. At a time like this, welcome to a world full of uniformed wannabes.
What's he saying?
Not my concern.
How could they possibly know that?
There's no limit to these guys.
You can't outrun them now, Ray.
I don't know how they tracked you down, but it's not going to be good for either of us if we're seen together.
There's no time to run. They're coming down the hill.
Here. I've got a set of phony IDs in the name of Herb Katz. I'll use these just in case. Tell them I'm a pilot friend of yours or something.
Got it. My guess is they won't care. Carpathia's probably just trying to reconnect.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, he wants his pilot. He wants to get to New Babylon.
I see one. What's the other one doing back there?
Oh, they're checking the plates.
Carpathia knew you had to rent a car, so they tracked you down that way.
Is this what the next 5 years are going to be like?
Are you Rayford Steele?
Depends on who's asking.
This car with this license number was rented at O'Hare by someone claiming to be Rayford Steele. If this is not who you are, you're in very serious trouble.
Wouldn't you agree that regardless of who I am, we're all in serious trouble?
Sir, I need to know if you're Rayford Steele.
I am.
Can you prove that, sir?
You flag me down, you tell me I'm driving Rayford Steele's rental car, and now you want me to prove I'm who you think I am?
Sir, I have global community potentate Carpathia patched through to a secure cell phone. I don't even know where he's calling from. If I put someone on the phone and say it's Rayford Steele, it had better be Rayford
Steele. Yeah, I get it. Here.
Thank you, Captain Steele. And the others?
Family and friends. Look, let's not keep the potentate waiting, okay?
I'm going to have to ask you to take the call outside the car, sir. You understand the security risks? Sir, in the event we transport Captain Steele to the rendezvous point, would you be able to handle the disposition of this vehicle?
Sure.
I'm Mrs. Steele. Wherever Mr. Steele goes, I go.
That will be up to the potentate, and whether there's room in the chopper.
Yes, sir. All right, I guess we'll see you soon. How are we going to get wherever it is we're going?
A chopper should be here momentarily. I'll carry whatever bags you may need to transfer.
Can you pop the trunk, dear?
Oh, sure.
Amanda and I have to rendezvous with Carpathia, but he can't tell me where he is or where we'll meet. I get the feeling it's not far away, unless we're going to an airfield to fly somewhere else.
We'll go to the church and tell the others about Bruce.
No. First, get the car back to the rental company. It'll be too easy to connect you with me.
Dad, careful.
Being with Carpathia may be the safest place right now. You two, you be careful. Look, I'm going as fast as I can here.
Well, the shot I've been waiting for. Get us to O'Hare, and I'm stringing GC Network News.
Well, if you got wings, now might be a good time to use them, because we're going to be here a while. Hey, take it easy, man.
All right, put it in park.
What?
Put it in park and get out of the driver's seat.
All right. Your story, big guy.
Okay, now. Come on. Just a little opening. There!
Oh,
have a nice day.
What are you doing? This is a brand new truck.
Hang on.
Whoa! Oh, watch it, man. Whoa!
You mean Carpathia's in Illinois already?
Yeah, that's what the pilot says. Must have gotten him out of Washington before the attack.
Why wouldn't they have taken him to a bomb shelter somewhere?
That's what I thought. Over to the Pentagon or NSA. I guess his intelligence people figured the militia would attack there first.
I'm not sure I want to be near this guy for any reason.
Chloe, turn that up. It's about New York.
We're going to take you now to another area that was very hard hit. Mike Chandler is live in Chicago.
I'm Mike Chandler, live...
Buck, our apartment in New York. Where are we going to live?
They won't let anybody back in for days, maybe longer. Even if our cars weren't destroyed, we probably can't get to them.
What are we going to do?
I can't stand this traffic!
A mushroom cloud? Do you think they hit the city?
Oh, too close for that.
Report from Chicago now. Reports of a huge blast just seconds ago at O'Hare Airport.
O'Hare? Didn't Dad say they might be taking him to an airport?
Hang on.
What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. But one thing I'm not doing. I'm not poking along in a traffic jam while the world...
Yeah, I hope they don't expect me to fly that thing.
Valier? No, sir. The guy who flew it will get you as far as Dallas.
What is this place?
Glenview, an old naval air station. Been closed for years.
Right in here, sir. If you'll have a seat in here, the potentate will be with you shortly. Ma'am, please have a seat.
I'm free to stand, aren't I?
Suit yourself.
So, sweetie, you're just trashing it because it's a rental? We actually have some place we're headed here.
Yeah, well, we need a different vehicle.
Yeah, soon. Keep this up.
Something tells me it's our only chance to survive.
What are you gonna do, buy a tank?
If it wasn't so conspicuous, I might. Whoa! Hang on! Whoa!
You know, I used to live around here. What are we looking for?
The car dealers on Northwest Highway.
Oh, no! What? Sign!
All right. There's Northwest Highway.
Yeah, packed with traffic.
Hey, I'm in a groove. Watch this.
I just hope Buck and Chloe weren't anywhere near O'Hare when that went off.
Here he comes.
Who's the other guy?
Leon Fortunato, one of Carpathia's yes men.
For being in the middle of a world war, they look rather upbeat.
A Captain Steele. Anna. Mrs. Steele, it is good to see you both and to know you are well.
It's Amanda.
Forgive me, Amanda. In all the excitement, I'm sure you understand. Well, my friends, we need to head home. What is the latest?
Nothing different, sir. Lots of destruction in the major cities.
And the activity, it is largely centered in the Midwest and on the East Coast?
And some in the South as well, sir.
Virtually nothing on the West Coast, then.
Yes, sir.
How about Dallas-Fort Worth?
DFW suffered a hit. Only one major runway still open. Nothing coming in, but lots of planes heading out.
And the military strip nearby?
Still operational, sir, if my information is correct.
All right, then. Very good. I am certain no one knows our whereabouts, but just in case, Leon, what do you have for me?
This will cover your head, and here is the overcoat.
Excellent, excellent. Now, please, we will leave together. Leon, the jet is where?
Just outside the door, as you instructed, sir.
Yes. Officer, thank you for your service. Mr. Fortunato and the Steels and I will be flown to a new plane, on which Captain Steele will transport me back to New Babylon.
And that plane would be...
Let us not give our young friend here any information he would have to be responsible for. Officer, you may go.
Thank you, sir.
The Condor 216 awaits us near Dallas. We will then fly west to go east, if you know what I mean.
I'm afraid I've never heard of a... What did you call it? The Condor. I wouldn't be qualified to
fly. I have been assured that you are more than qualified.
But what is a Condor 216?
A hybrid I named myself. Surely, you do not think what has happened here today was a surprise.
Well, I'm learning.
You are learning. I like that. Now come, let me tell you about my spectacular new aircraft as we travel.
Sir, my recommendation is that you and I proceed outside and board the jet. The Steels will follow when they see us get on board.
Yes. Good. Captain Steele?
Fine. We'll wait here till you board.
Ready. Have you ever once in your life heard Nikolai Carpathia misspeak?
Misspeak?
Stutter, stammer, have to repeat a word, forget a name.
Besides your name, in other words?
He does that on purpose, and you know it.
You're probably right. But with what motive?
I have no idea.
How can you expect a shred of decency from the most evil man in the history of the universe?
You're just full of surprises, aren't you?
I have to admit it, I've never been conventional.
All right, Mr. Williams, I ran the numbers for you and I came up with this.
Okay.
That is, unless you've decided to trade in the Lincoln.
Actually, it's a rental. And I'm going to ask you to return that to O'Hare for me.
Well, that's highly unusual. I'd have to send two of my people plus an extra vehicle so they could get back.
Yes, it's asking a lot, isn't it? Well, it's been nice chatting with you.
Bye-bye.
Please, sit down, Mr. Williams. Mrs. Williams, I'm
sure it won't be a problem for your competitors to help me.
Well, I was saying that we'll help in any way we can. Uh-huh. I'll talk to the district manager. I'm sure he'll sign off on the little errand.
Good.
Now, as you can see, we'll be able to drive the Range Rover out of here for under six figures.
Okay. How long will it take?
Well, we could do that within the hour.
Good. Here.
Global community.
Make it a half an hour and we've got a deal.
Yes, sir, Mr. Williams. We have a deal.
Chico Hernandez got this deal.
Chico? Carpathia said I might learn something up here, but I haven't flown anything smaller than a 707 for years.
This will seem like a motorbike compared to what you usually fly.
Any reports of what's ahead?
Weather's clear all the way. DC intelligence spots no enemy aircraft between here and touchdown. Go ahead and put on the headphones.
This is your virtual first officer. How do you copy?
Loud and clear. In case you were wondering, this channel is secure.
Ah, gotcha. Thanks. So, I'm curious about Global Community 1.
You haven't heard?
Negative.
New York's bad news. The hangar she was in was vaporized.
And the pilot?
Halliday? He got out of there after he put the thing on the ground. Apparently, GC-1 had a few rainy day surprises wired in that saved her butt.
The countermeasures.
Yeah. Couldn't help her on the ground, though.
Earl's safe, then.
That's the word I got.
Do you know him?
Not personally. Heard a lot about him in the past few weeks.
From Carpathia?
From the GC North American delegation.
Wait a minute. The delegation told you about Earl?
I take it you've worked with him.
I was the one who got him assigned to fly Global One to New York.
You'll see him in Dallas.
I will.
He'll take you through the paces of the new aircraft.
Wait, let me get this straight. Earl Halliday knows about the new plane and is conversant enough to take me
Earl Halliday practically built the Condor 216. Designed most of the mods on it himself. Made sure anyone who is certified on a 777 will be able to fly it. Same fly-by-wire setup. Basically, Boeing's rig on steroids.
Why wouldn't I have been told? Especially if I'm supposed to fly the thing.
Ask the boss. The potentate tends to be, you know, careful.
So, he apparently doesn't trust me.
I'm not sure he trusts anybody. If you were Nikolai Carpathia, would you trust anyone?
Check this out. Get a CD player up there.
Yeah, well,
radar detector.
Six figures.
Don't you just feel like you just spent the devil's money?
Oh, I know I did. And the Antichrist has never invested a better dollar for the cause of God. Hey, check this out. Indestructible, goes anywhere.
Yeah.
Two-wheel, four-wheel, all-wheel drive.
You know, you slapped down that Global Community credit card like it was your own. What kind of limit do they give you?
Carpathia approves $250,000 for most, but senior-level people have a special code. They're unlimited.
Literally?
Didn't you see the eyes of that sales manager when he phoned for verification?
Well, yeah, but doesn't somebody have to approve purchases like that?
I report directly to Carpathia. He might want to know why I bought a Range Rover, but it'll be easy to explain. We have to get where we need to go.
We're all shot down en route to Baghdad and Babylon.
I don't want to hear anymore.
No way.
Can we just go back to the church?
Well, I'm looking for a report from Israel. All the confusion, I can see somebody attacking the witnesses. Or trying to take out Ben Judah.
Your mother and I have talked, and we are agreed.
The world is at war. How am I supposed to concentrate on school?
Israel has been spared the terrible bombings. We must continue with our lives.
The teachers look at us, Dad. They know who you are and what you've done.
Which is what? I have betrayed the faith. Dr. Tzion ben Judah was once a respected scholar. Now I have become anathema. I follow Messiah. I wish I could shield you from this, but I cannot.
Let us go with you today. Stay at home.
I know this is a frightening time, Nina. I have fears as well.
We're being watched. You know that.
I do. And I know who is watching over us. We have taken every earthly precaution. The armed guards are home even now. I will see you this afternoon.
Mother.
Please, go now.
Bye, Dad. Bye.
God to be with you, my children. Wait, Jaime. I want to see them safely inside.
He will return for them at 3 and be home by 3:20. It will be public. Wear your mask. Let the car pull away first. I want no means of escape.
And the two guards?
Dispose of them first.
What about the children?
The rabbis are telling me. But do what you must. Before you leave, burn his home.
Anything else I should know about Dallas?
You're going to be ferrying a lot of VIPs back to Iraq. But that's nothing new, is it?
No. And I'm afraid it's lost its luster.
Well, for what it's worth, I envy you.
Don't envy me, Captain Hernandez. Whatever you do, don't envy me.
Oh, I've never been so happy to see a place in my whole life.
Tell me about it. Is that Loretta's car in front?
I think so.
Bruce.
Oh. I'm not looking forward to this.
Chicago have confirmed heavy damage to the Nike missile base, which was attacked, and at that same
Loretta?
Time, damage was sustained by a hospital.
Are you okay?
People have been calling. I don't know what to tell them.
At the start of the attack,
Pastor Bruce couldn't survive that, could he? Did y'all see him?
We didn't see him. But my dad did.
Mr. Steele did? Is Bruce all right?
I'm sorry, Loretta. He's not... Bruce is gone.
Oh. Good
Would you mind?
Sure.
I was just praying I'd catch a glimpse of him. But he's under one of those sheets. Oh, that young man was like family to me.
I know. He loved you like a mother.
He was my only family. I lost everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
Every living relative.
Oh, shh.
That young man. I learned more from him these last 2 years than 60 years of Sunday school.
That's okay.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Steele okay?
I think so. Rayford was called back to work. What are you doing in the office?
Working on Bruce's stuff.
What stuff?
When he got back from his trip to India, he called and asked me to bring his laptop to the hospital. I was on my way out the door when he called again. Said they were taking him to intensive care. I think he had a premonition.
A premonition?
I think he knew he might die. He slipped into a coma right after that. But he told me to print everything on his hard drive.
His Bible studies and sermon preparation, stuff like that?
I guess. He said just make sure I had plenty of paper.
Excuse me.
I'm scared to death of those computers, but Bruce talked me through how to do it. I suppose I should just shut it down now.
What?
Did he have you print duplicates?
I don't think so.
Loretta, there must be thousands of sheets here. Every page is personal writing, sermon notes, devotional thoughts. Look, here's a letter to somebody he met in Israel.
Why would he... You think he wanted us to use it?
We might as well shut it off. It's no good to him now.
No. Loretta, listen to me. You can still serve God by serving Bruce.
I don't know. That's...
Loretta, we all need your help. There's a gold mine in there. Bruce is still with us in those pages. His knowledge, his teachings, his love and compassion, it's all there. I don't know what this place will do for a pastor or teacher, but in the meantime, this is a treasure we can all use.
Don't you want to edit some?
I'll take a look, but there's a beauty in the form. This was Bruce off the cuff, you know? Like he was sitting across from us in his office. We should take this to a quick print shop and get 1,000 copies of...
1,000 copies? That'll cost a fortune.
Don't worry about the cost. I can't think of a better investment.
Dr. Ben-Judah, I will go now for your family.
Wait, Jaime. Look at this. If my study is correct, the freedoms we now have of religion, to worship, to study, it will be curtailed at an alarming rate.
Perhaps the uprising against the global community will...
No. The Antichrist will gain more power because of it, I am sure. Believers in Messiah will be killed for their faith. All the more reason why you must consider the claims of Jesus.
I do not want to be a martyr, Doctor. I know you are concerned for me.
You have been a loyal employee, and I thank you. But what good is my message if I cannot convince my friend? I beg you, do not wait.
Rabbi, I must go. Your wife and children expect me.
Yes, thank you. Please be careful, Jaime, and consider what I have told you.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Nikolai by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.